A second tremor rattled their senses, much stronger than the first. Gingerly, John Tom rose to a standing position.
Mudge, I think it might be a good idea if we got back on the raft. Real quiet and quick-like.
The island rose beneath them.
Damn it, mate. Move your ass!
He gathered himself and leaped. He landed hard on the raft. Mudge shoved frantically at the paddles, trying to push them back into the water. Too late. The island had risen on all sides, and they found themselves ascending into the damp air along with the beached raft. Water rushed off the black hillside, turning to foam where the rising mass met the swamp. Shellfish, snails, and other inhabitants of shallow water environments scrambled for the water as their homes were lifted into the air. John Tom would have joined them, but they couldn't abandon the raft and all their supplies. The section of island on which they teetered finally stabilized, but the black land ahead continued rising. This substantial tower of mud and swamp ooze didn't stop growing until it loomed threateningly over them. Innumerable bottom dwellers, frantic fish, and trapped underwater plants dripped from the tower's sides. Then the ooze opened its dozen or so eyes and stared down at the puny creatures marooned on its back.
Oh-ho-ho!
The apparition showed a dark, toothless mouth more than wide enough to swallow the raft and its occupants whole.
What have we here? Strangers.
Just passing through.
You scratched me.
We're sorry. We didn't mean to.
Oh, that's all right. I liked it.
The creature grinned hugely. John Tom noted that the size of the vast mouth wasn't fixed. It expanded and contracted and sometimes tended to slide toward the side of the head. So did the eyes, which ballooned from tiny dots to globular bulbs the size of a car. The vast, curving bulk blotted out trees and sky.
I am relieved to hear it.
You're nice. Different. I like different.
Eyes indicated the surrounding swamp.
Nothing here is different. Everything's always the same. I like different.
You live here in the swamp?
Sort of. I am the swamp. I am the Brulumpus.
Sorry, I didn't get that last part.
Brulumpus.
What did you make of that, Mudge?
Indigestion, or else its name is Brulumpus.
The otter had recovered enough courage to peek out between his shielding fingers.
Brulumpus.
That's me, the Brulumpus.
Very pretty swamp you are. I'm glad we haven't bothered you. We're on a journey south.
That's nice.
Now, in order for us to be able to continue on our way, we have to have our raft here back in the water. Could you let us down so we could get back in the water to continue our journey?
Stay. I'll keep you close to me always and take care of you. You want food? I can give you food.
A portion of submerged swamp rose. Trapped within the cup-like shape was a whole school of small silvery fish. They fluttered helplessly for a moment until the swamp sank again.
If you are wet, I can make you dry.
John Tom and Mudge winced as a thick shield of solid goo arched from the water to shield their raft from the clouds overhead. It hung there for several seconds before withdrawing.
I will hug you and love you and keep you.
That's awfully sweet of you, and we'd love to take you up on it, but we really have to...
And hug you and talk to you and love you and please you and pet you and feed you and talk to you.
John Tom was about to reiterate his protest when a strong paw on his wrist made him hesitate. Mudge stood on tiptoe to whisper.
Stow it, mate. Can't you see you're not getting through to it? It's garbage you're trying to be logical with, and it with brains to match. It ain't going to let us leave any more than the mine binds were going to.
But it has to let us go. I can always try singing us out.
Don't know as to how that'll work this time, Gov. I don't know if this pile is smart enough to be spell sung. This friendly enough now. We sure as hell don't want to do nothing to upset the little darling. It doesn't move real fast and it doesn't think real fast. And it just might get irritated like before your spell singing could have any effect.
And keep you happy and tell you secrets and play games with you and hug you and love you.
Then what do we do, Mudge? Don't look at me, mate. I'm just suggesting caution is all. You're the would-be wizard around here. Me, I just cope with things as they come. Ordinary things. Everyday things. I'll fight my way through any swamp, no matter how filthy and disease-ridden. But I'm damned if I'm going to sit and argue with it.
You're such a great help to me, Mudge.
It's all done out of gratitude for the wonderful opportunities you've sent my way, mate.
He put his paws to his ears to try and shut out the Brulumpus's unbroken recitation of love.
Whatever you're going to try, mate, try it soon. I ain't certain how much longer I can stand listening to that slop.
What do you expect from slop except slop talk?
Keeping Mudge's warning in mind, he tried to decide what to try next while the Brulumpus persisted with its affectionate litany. There had to be a way out, a way that would allow them to depart without alarming their benign captor.
Want to hear something interesting?
The mountain of muck leaned forward, drenching one end of the raft with scum and swamp water. John Tom and Mudge retreated hastily to the other end.
Go ahead. Say something interesting. Say something different.
Actually, we're not all that interesting. We're really very ordinary. Even dull.
No, you are very interesting. Everything you say and do is different and interesting. I like different and interesting.
Of course you do, but there's something that's a lot more interesting than we are. Something that's new and interesting and different all the time.
Something more interesting than you? Is it more lovable too?
Sure. More lovable, more interesting, more different, more everything. It won't argue with you or confuse you or even make you think. It'll just always be there for you. Interesting and lovable and changing.
Oh, all right. But if you lie to me, if it's not more everything than you are, then you'll stay with me forever so I can hug you and pet you and...
I know.
John Tom swung the door around. He practiced a few chords.
What the hell can you conjure up for this mess that fulfills all those requirements, mate?
Don't bother me, Mudge. I'm working.
The otter leaned back, glancing up at the thoughtful, expectant Brulumpus.
All right, Gov. But you'd better satisfy this smothering pile of crud real soon, like, because I think it's getting to like us more by the minute. Though if nothing else, your singing may change that.
John Tom ignored the barb as he began to sing. Despite the threat posed by the Brulumpus, he was in fine form that day. Even Mudge had to admit that some of what the man sang actually bore some small resemblance to harmony. Once more, the drifting ball of lambent green light appeared before John Tom. Yet again, a strange new shape appeared in its center and began to take on solidity and form. It was noisily, vibrantly alive. Or was it? Mudge blinked once and saw through the illusion. No, it wasn't alive. It merely cloaked itself with the appearance of life. It generated illusions of life. But in reality, it was full of zombies. The fascinated Brulumpus leaned forward to stare at it, kicking up small waves at its sides. Multiple eyeballs slipped round to focus on the thing John Tom had called up. John Tom had matched intelligence to materialization perfectly. The Brulumpus ignored them as though they were no longer there. Mudge found himself gazing dazedly at the box full of cavorting zombies. It was locking onto him tightly now, taking him prisoner, just as it had trapped the Brulumpus. Those strange, soothing, challenging, frenetic zombies who at the moment were assaulting him verbally and visually.
Just one application of Wax Sheen takes away unsightly built-up wax and leaves your kitchen floor sparkling.
Come on, Mudge, let's go.
John Tom tugged urgently at Mudge's arm.
A minute, mate, just a minute. I have to listen to this here message. It's important, see, and I...
You what, Mudge?
I was just learning how to save me kitchen floor from unsightly waxy yellow build-up. Blimey, and I don't even have a kitchen floor.
Another zombie appeared. All the weight of the world weighed on the poor zombie's shoulders as he stared straight out at Mudge.
Do you suffer from... regularity.
Come on, Mudge, fight it. Don't let it get to you.
He dragged the otter toward the raft. Mudge fought weakly.
But, Mike, what about the ring around my collar?
Snap out of it, Mudge!
John Tom shoved him toward the other paddle pole. By pushing against the paddles, they managed to slip off the side of the now rock-steady Brulumpus and back into the water. They pushed and pulled on the poles for dear life, and the otter slowly regained consciousness.
Oh, bugger me for an alderman. What were that horrible magic?
Behind them, the Brulumpus was fading under the horizon. It lay utterly motionless in the water, staring at the screaming, cheerful, demanding box which had rendered it instantly comatose. From its back blared a few last energetic words of farewell.
John Tom!
What?
I'll never criticize your spell singing again.
Yes, you will.
Oh, it had me too, mate. Sucked me right in without me ever knowing what was happening. Bloody insidious. What does you call them mind-sucking little horror?
Commercial television. I think that's all it's going to play. 24 hours non-stop, round the clock. Maybe I should sing another few jingles just to reinforce the spell.
Maybe you should just paddle, mate.
See? I told you you'd start criticizing my spell singing again.
It ain't your spell singing I have a hard time with, Gav. 'Tis your voice.